Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now we are joined by the magnanimous Mr. Sam Fowles, coming to us live from... Where are you coming to us from, Sam?
From Pōneke.
From Pōneke. Morena, man. How you doing?
Morena, buff. Yeah, I'm doing good, thanks, man. Yourself?
Nice. Yeah, I'm pretty chill. It's a gorgeous sunny day here. What's it like in Pōneke?
Yeah, it's the same, actually. Yeah, nice.
Nice. Can you see any protesters from your house?
Yesterday there was quite a few.
Yeah, 35,000 or something. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing, bro. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah,
nice,
it was beautiful.
Man. Yeah, was it pretty well coordinated?
Yeah, bro, it was real organized, and yeah, it was, everyone's on good vibes, and yeah, it was beautiful, a beautiful protest, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm very glad. If I were up there, I'd be with them right now. But I'm in Otsipoti, and I'm just chilling. And we're here to talk about your new album, After Dark. Yeah. I want to know, Sam, what happens after dark? What's your nighttime routine looking like?
Ooh, I suppose it depends on the night.
Indeed, it does.
I'm a bit of a wanderer, I think. I quite like wandering through the city at night, whether it be, like, on purpose, just to clear my head, or like, you know, after a night out or something like that, I quite like just cruising around and thinking, and sometimes I sit down and think, and yeah, it's quite like the night time.
Nice, man, nice. That makes sense, because I was reading some stuff in the press release about you and your process and how you like to, I don't know, just, yeah, go to public places and think, and you have a notebook that you write all your thoughts down in, and those become your songs, correct?
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the environment's definitely quite inspiring for me, you know?
Yeah, especially in Pōneke, where there's a decent amount of green areas around.
Yeah, it definitely is, man, yeah.
We're lucky in Dunedin where there's just trees everywhere, thankfully, which is awesome. It's great. Nice. I listened to the album a couple times yesterday, and, you know, there's a very classic kind of electric guitar sound on here, you know, super like Dawsey Hendrix-y, Santana-esque, like classic tones on there. Did you kind of grow up with that sort of music?
Yeah, totally. When I grew up, I was like, remember my dad, he had like this crazy record collection, and he was real into his blues and like B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix and Santana, and he used to like chuck on like VCRs of their concerts and stuff like that. Right. And I remember like sitting there like, these guys are pretty cool, eh? You know. Like, but yeah, I didn't, unbeknownst to me, I think I was getting an education and you know, like, and blues and blues rock and all that kind of, you know, funk and Pink Floyd and all that kind of stuff, you know. So yeah, I was pretty lucky in that sense.
Yeah, for sure. Did you have a favourite growing up?
Yeah, it's definitely Jimi Hendrix for me, yeah. I remember when I first heard Voodoo Child, was the Super League theme tune on the TV. So it was like the ads, before they'd play ads in the games, and it was like, wah, 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 and I was like, Dad, what's that? And he got out his record and chucked it on, and I think I listened to it quite a lot that day.
Nice, man.
It was always Yeah,
growing up, what concerts? I mean, I think we had like a Rod Stewart concert on DVD. I'm trying to think of what else I had growing up. Concert wise, we had like a Michael Jackson video of like top 11 tracks of his, which was pretty fun. Used to watch that all the time. That was before we knew about the stuff we know about him now, but that's fine. Let's move on. I want to know, you know, this record really feels like quite a Kiwi summer rock jam. Did you feel that there was some incredible summer vibes on the project when you were making it?
I did. I think it was probably not intentional, but I think that, like, it definitely does lean towards that, for sure. Which is funny, considering it's called After Dark.
Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely got that kind of vibe. I think my sound lends a lot to the Wellington kind of, like, vibe, you know, of, like, Tunes of I and early Tunes of I and Fat Freddy's Drop and Black Seeds and stuff like that.
Reggae,
even though it's not, like, it's not reggae, like, in itself, but it's definitely, yeah, I think it's kind of like a pseudo in some sense.
Yeah, I think it definitely kind of has. Yeah. There's a little bit of, you know, this kind of a Venn diagram. There's a bit of overlap there. But
yeah.
I definitely wouldn't call it reggae per se.
No.
But I really do like how on this record you've got some really cool examples of field recording, and that could be the water sounds that you recorded with the hydrophone Slipping Away, and it also includes the beginning of Sitting on the Top of the World, which you sampled some native birds for. Will this technique be something that you want to explore more in future projects?
I think definitely. Like, even just from the sense of, like, going out and through the process of doing it, like, it's just like, it's really, really good for the soul, and like, and it's just like, yeah, and it's quite fun, like, thinking, like, yeah, I'm trying to catch some sounds, you know, like, it's like trying to catch a riff, but like, you actually kind of look for like something that sounds cool, you know, like, and then, yeah, I really like how it takes the song to a different place. I think, I mean, it's not an original idea, but like, yeah, I enjoy how you can almost like draw the environment into the song. So it kind of like gives it another layer of like taking you there, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Of immersion, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I really like that aspect. I think that's becoming more of a frequent thing now with a lot of artists, which is really cool. Wasn't your mentor, I can't remember his name off the top of my face right now, Warren Maxwell, wasn't he saying that... there's a really, really good way to like reconnect with the natural world via field recordings.
Yeah, connecting with te tao.
Te tao, that's it. Yeah,
bro,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I was inspired by his work. He went to Antarctica and caught field recordings from under the ice sheets, and
yeah,
it was really cool.
That's insane. That's cool. So
listen to it, it's amazing. Yeah, that's like a whole nother level.
It is, man. You have to go into a volcano to one up of Yeah. The last two tracks on the album are sometimes part one and part two. They are split up, and although they definitely have differing tempos, I reckon they could have stayed married. I want to know, how come you didn't want to have a 7.5 minute track on your hands?
I mean, it is and it isn't. I just feel like, for me, it's kind of like a tip of the hat to like the early psychedelic pioneers, you know, like Pink Floyd. They kind of have like parts to their songs, you know, like, and so for me it was kind of like, it is the same song, but it's like a different episode of the same song. So it's almost like, the way I kind of see it is like, the first song is like moving through like, you know, the character's moving through whatever his grieving process or whatever like that, and then in the last, it's kind of like, he's like letting the emotions out, and that's just like the pure emotion of it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely seems like music is a form of therapy for a lot of people, including yourself. Do you feel a great deal of catharsis now that it's out and people can, you know, experience it and connect with it?
Oh, definitely, man. Like, it's just, yeah. It's like a way for me to process like whatever I'm going through in life, and you know, like make sense of it all, and yeah, it's just my offering to everybody to, you know, hopefully add something to their life in some way, or you know, touches their life in some way, then that'd be awesome. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I want to know, what's on for your summer, man? What have you got locked in for December, January vibes? Got any festivals? Ooh.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I can't quite comment on just yet. So, yeah, sorry, my man.
That's all good, man. That's all good. I mean, Wellington has some sick festivals around. You got what, Camp Aloha, which kind of started up again last year, but I heard very good things about that. And Welcome to Nowhere, not too far away. Real cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're quite a festival guy?
I do like a festival, yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to a proper one, but I need to at some point in my life.
Yeah, it's a real good experience, man.
I reckon at certain festivals, certain ages for sure, though. Like, I wouldn't be caught dead going to RNA or RNV just because I feel like I've aged out of it a little bit.
Yeah, fair.
I really want to thank you for your time, for coming on this morning, Sam. I want to know, though, do you think you'll be coming down to Aughty-Porty sometime, and do you have any gigs that you'd like to plug?
I do have a gig. It's in Wellington here, the album release show, on the 5th of December at San Fran.
Will it be after dark?
It's a long way from you guys. Yeah, that's after. It will be after dark. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to get across the motu, hopefully next year sometime.
Mean? You thinking early next year?
Ooh, we have to wait and see, my man.
We will have to wait and see. We will have to wait and see. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program, man. It was lovely talking with you.
Awesome, bro. You too, man. Thanks, man.
Cheers, man. All right, folks, that was Sam Fowles coming on to talk about his new album, After Dark, which you can find all over DSPs, streaming platforms, the internet, so on and so forth. We're going to play Sitting on Top of the World from After Dark. You're listening to The One. We have a chat with Kieran Naylor from The Fashion School up next. Keep it locked.
I'm staring at the ceiling. Get up, stand up and shake that awful feeling. Don't beat yourself up, time and time again. We all make mistakes, so listen here, my friend.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.